This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanison and Noelle Lim. We're talking about the impact of the lockdown, which is being extended until the 28th of June. Now, a group of 14 business and consumer organizations supported by 125 associations has called for a blanket loan moratorium until Malaysia is able to achieve herd immunity from COVID-19. At a virtual press conference on Friday, the movement, which has been dubbed Moratorium Untuk Rakyat, also urged the government to push for lenders to make certain additions, including even potentially an interest waiver during the moratorium period, and to include all financing facilities.
Now, following the latest lockdown, which now has been extended to June 28th, the government, through Permakasa Plus, has reintroduced a three-month loan moratorium of 50% a repayment deferment for 6 months, targeted for B40 groups and affected individuals and businesses. However, the association argued that this is not enough considering the uncertainty as to how long the MCO will last and how long affected businesses will remain shuttered or operating at suboptimal capacity.
So for more on what businesses will need to survive these trying times, we have with us this morning Datuk Wira Amir Ali Maidin, Vice President of the Malaysia Retail Association. He's also the Managing Director of Maidin. Good morning, Dato. Thank you so much for joining us today. So what would you say is the current sentiment for SMEs and retailers on the ground? How bad has the lockdown affected business?
You mean we still have SMEs around? I thought they were all dead. Seriously. That's the government really know the situation on the ground, for that matter. I just read to you a recent survey done by MEDEC, Ministry of Entrepreneur Development and Cooperative. Did a study on COVID-19 impact in March for micro, small and medium SMEs. 90% have a high risk of closing down. Now we are in mid-June. That's why I asked the question, are you sure they're still around? Many have closed down. I think SME Association is on record to say that 100,000 SMEs have already closed and 50 more thousand will probably be closing. Remember, there are 1.15 million micro and small medium enterprises in Malaysia, employing more than 7.3 million people. You start closing down 100 or 200,000 SMEs. Imagine the unemployment that's going up. This is people who are employed full time. We're not talking about people who are casual wage earners.
How do you propose that the government balance between public health risk and business needs to survive?
You know, actually, we all know that there must be a balance between life and livelihood. We all agree. I mean, businesses, I mean, we have our own loved ones who have passed away. You know, I have a cousin of mine who passed away. One of my staff last week also passed away from COVID-19. So we understand there must be a balance. But seriously, do we really know that closing down the economic sector is going to break the chain? It's the people attitude that can break the chain. You know, as long as we have irresponsible people, we can have one whole year lockdown and still no chances of bringing down the figures. So what is our ask, actually? Yes, have a lockdown, no doubt. You can have your FMCOs, your EMCOs, what MCOs you want, but let's balance it out. Why are we closing shopping centers, actually? Because shopping centers are not known to have clusters. Actually, shopping centers now are like ghost towns anyway. You know, if they can be open, certain economic sectors can be open. We hear, actually, the numbers are coming maybe from social gathering, which is a very difficult thing to control. So we might be closing the wrong sector, basically, you know. And what is this about closing down essential and non-essential? Seriously, I think you must have heard about it. Because, frankly, this is the movement control order. It's to control the movement of people. This is not a purchase control order, where the people can only buy food and groceries and they cannot buy a towel that they need. Or even the rice cooker. You know, I have people desperate coming down. They say, I'm staying home, I need a rice cooker. My gas tank, I need a gas tank, the wire. And sorry, sir, we are not allowed to sell. I mean, you know how dumb I sound when I tell that to my customer and they think we are making the rules. So seriously, what we need to do is that allow sectors to open, but control the numbers, which is fine to us. For example, you say no dining. We all agree about no dining because we know now that it's not only droplet, you know, it's all in the air. So we all agree, no dining. Nobody's complaining now saying two people in the car. Please, only two people in the car. If you are one person, okay lah, one person in the car. But let the person go and buy what the person needs. Why this fixation of, you know, your hair dye can and my, you know, toothpaste cannot or whatever it is?
Yeah, sometimes I thought it feels like we are focusing on the very minute details in amongst all of this. But while we take a look at how this has impacted businesses overall, I would like to get your thoughts on how disruptive the lack of clarity for application letters for operations has been. You throw in the couple of U-turns that we've had and the unclear SOPs. In amongst the fact, the economic ramifications from the lockdowns and the pandemic, what kind of, how disruptive has this all been towards just day-to-day operations?
No, I think there are two parts to this. I think one, the government is very good at putting the cart before the horse. Right? Our minister announces something and SOPs come out 2 days later. So within that 2 days, there's helter-skelter everywhere and everybody comes up with their own assumption. You just take an example of the so-called essential and non-essential. Then you say, you know, convenience stores can open, mini market can open. So I thought mini market, convenience store, supermarket should be okay. So I sent a note to my people, supermarket is also small, okay? I told my people, supermarket, you're okay to open, but hypermarket, of course, don't open. Then there was the change, of course, supermarket also cannot open. I said, oh, okay, fine. So I sent another, my people sent another email down, supermarket cannot open, non-essential. And only yesterday, authorities visited one of my outlets and I got fined $50,000 because that outlet didn't read our email, followed the first email and allowed the non-essential to be open. So are we in here summoning people? I mean, you know, that the government really doesn't have that much money. They just want to go and summon. The mistake is ours. I'm not denying that. But I think a warning like, hey, come on, you know, can you close down? You know, you're not allowed to do this because some guy didn't get the thing. The main thing about SOPs here is that the SOPs are quite clear, but people come on and keep talking about it and give wrong answers. Different interpretation.
I'm wondering what the engagement has been like with the government then, Dato, because you would think that you would be able to go back to the government to clarify these SOPs with some relative ease considering the situation that we're in right now. And yet, it sounds like from what you're saying, the communication has largely been one way. Shed some light on this for us.
No, actually, seriously, certain ministries like MeitY and KPN HAP, they are very active. They are WhatsApp groups. I think you heard just now the person from Germany also saying the same thing. MeitY is an excellent ministry. The people there, the KSU, I mean, the minister, I mean, I don't know the minister that well, but, you know, the KSU, the TKSU, the officers, they're in the group, they reply our query, they try the best to reply. But remember, they are not the only one making the rules. Of course, we got MKN. There's some good people there, KPN, HAP. But you know what happens here is that sometimes there's not enough consultation. I don't see why. They just announced a two-week extension, right? Only 2 days ago. Why couldn't they call us for a consultation 2 days before? Hey, you know what? Just, you don't have to spill the beans, you know? Just in case there's a further lockdown, what is your ask? How can we help you? You know, we are all reasonable people. We've got cousins and staff dying from COVID-19. We're not going to ask for the sky. We want the sky, but we're not going to ask for the sky. We are reasonable people. And, you know, like I said, but, you know, seriously, some of the civil service, they are really, really working very hard. I'm very grateful to MeitY and KPD and AGP. They actually reply SMSs. They're replying my SMS, but I don't know what happened down the road. You see, I mean, there are many people down the road, you know. I know banks don't reply SMSs, but that's another topic I can talk about.
So the Prime Minister is drafting a national recovery plan for the country to emerge from this pandemic at a reasonable level. From a business perspective, what would you like to see?
You know, I like this, you know. The Prime Minister says, I'm working on the national recovery plan. Then our KDA minister straight away said, you know, if the numbers come to 4,000, we might open up some sectors, you know. You're building our hope before you already not even knowing what is the national recovery plan. See, the problem with all this is that we need clarity. We all can work together, the riot, the government, you know, the businesses. We need clarity. What we need seriously is that actually numbers are not important. We all know that. The health system, the capacity is more important. But fine, because maybe numbers are easier for us to understand. Fine, tell us. 5,000 numbers, R naught goes to 0.9, we will allow this to happen. Hospital capacity might be 80%. Then if the numbers go to 3,000, R naught goes to 0.5, hospital capacity is, say, 50%, you can do this. Then we all know, I mean, in businesses, we do all the time, right? This is your budget, this is what you must do, and this way we go forward.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Dato'. That was Dato' Wira Amir Ali Maidin, Vice President of the Malaysia Retail Association and also the Managing Director of Maidin. Clarity there being the thing that's most important, of course. I do feel a little bit like a broken record when we say that because it feels like we've been calling for clarity since the start of the pandemic.
What are the benchmarks for certain actions? Just as simple as that.
Absolutely. So this is something that we'll be watching closely, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.